My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Take five. We're faster than you think. That means we'll change your oil and have you back on the road faster than it takes for your half-calf heavy cream mocha latte to get cold. Just sit back and relax while our fast, friendly team does all the work. Take five. The stay in your car 10-minute oil change. Appointments now available at participating locations.
Heavy congestion 90 east from West 117th to 71. Light traffic volume eastbound on 480 from 71 to Northfield. This is Joe Cecchi for 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, Browns fans. This is head coach Kevin Stefanski. Your radio home for Cleveland Browns football is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
When someone decides that they are going to recline their seat on an airplane, should I say something to them if they're directly in front of me?
I think you are more than within your right to say something to them.
Should I be bothered by it?
Yes.
When someone does
yes.
it?
Yes. It should be. Now, the thing about common sense is it's not as common as we think, but it should be common sense that when you're flying on a plane, you don't recline the seat. Those things are tight as they are already.
Then why do they have a recliner?
I mean, I think that when they designed these planes, they thought it would be a convenience thing for people, but...
It's not.
That's what I mean.
I feel bad if I recline my seat.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I get agitated at the person who reclined their seat in front of me.
This was
especially
on
if that person is a friend of mine.
This was on the Browns charter, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't even say,
Can we guess who this person was?
If you'd like to, go right on ahead. I didn't really anticipate on
Nathan
saying
Zagura?
It. How did you know that right off the very beginning? How did you know that off the very beginning?
I'm going to be honest. I made a list of people that it could be.
So Nathan's a tall guy.
I thought it might be Joe Wells.
Well, you just blew a whole new segment that we had, but here we go. Spencer's power rank those people you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, who did you think it was going to be? I wasn't sitting anywhere near the players. Don't you worry about that.
Well, that ruins the list because a bunch of them were players. I was trying to think of players that were reclining their seat.
Nah, not in front of me.
Mike Vrabel?
I wouldn't have said anything to Mike. I didn't say anything to Nathan. I really wouldn't have said anything to Mike Vrabel.
If you want to wear your ass back to Cleveland, then you can.
I don't think he came on the road.
I put Siaki Ika on there, too.
He doesn't go on the road.
Maybe he was going to enjoy the flight.
It might have been Siaki Ika's last road trip with the Cleveland Browns.
We'll find out about tomorrow. I better kick my feet up because I don't know if I'm making this team.
So if somebody puts their seat back, do I say something to them? Should I be offended that they even did? Because it does feel like an invasion of personal space.
Well, I wonder if the question is if you should be offended or it's clear that you were offended.
Should I say something to them?
So I think it's more of a flies with honey or flies with vinegar situation. How should you take the tact of telling them that you need them to put, because there's a way of going, hey, you know, you're putting a tray right in my gullet here, I need you to put that up. Or there's a way of going, hey, dude, like, let's get it up now. I'm censoring it, obviously, for the air.
Yeah, of course. So I played all those scenarios out in my head. Because he did have it. I was on the window. Clay Weiss was in the was right behind him, and I noticed he had his seat reclined on the way over there, and on the way back, I decided to take an aisle seat, frankly, because I had had a lot of liquids throughout the game, and I'm figuring I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom a bunch of times. I'm not going to keep trying to scoop past Clay. Clay does not use the bathroom at all. I don't think he's ever gone and used the bathroom break in the history of his life.
Clay's a vet at this. Yeah. He's been doing it since we got the Browns.
So yeah. I decided to switch up.
Attached to him.
I decided to switch up with him, and I would sit. But then Nate put his seat back, and I'm going, huh. And I go, okay, do I ask politely for him to put his seat up? But then he's going to think, well, why? What if he says no? What if he says he's not going to put his seat up?
It's also
then there's
what
a
time?
Rift between me and him. Oh, it's late.
It's sleeping
it's
late. Time.
It's midnight their time by the time we took off. Yeah, it was late. It's night time.
Did the fact that Nathan expensed a very expensive dinner for you have any was that any reason why you decided
well, I didn't
not
talk
to
about that
like,
on
well,
the air yet, but that probably know, had something no, to do with it in up. My subconscious. Not on the air. Oh. It probably had something to do in my subconscious that yeah, he paid for a very expensive dinner. Probably had something to do with that. I would feel
like,
ungrateful
well,
for that.
We had a nice trip, you know. But I don't want to.
Do you tell a stranger? Because this is a friend, and I don't want a friend. I mean, he comes on the show every Friday. I don't want, and obviously this is going to get brought up with him because I said nothing to him on the flight back. So should I have said something to him, Owen?
No, I think the time of the flight plays a factor into it. It's Betty Bye's time. Everybody knows it. It's also a charter flight and not a... You're going to have to see these people again. Obviously, you're going to see Nathan again. Obviously, yeah. You're going to do things with him pregame. Obviously, you're going to talk to him every Friday on this show at 9 a.m. It's going to be a great time. And because of those things... I don't think you say anything.
But, like, I was on the way down. Even when I was on the way down for Liz and I's cruise in May, a guy in front of me put...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
His seat back, and I'm like, how do you not care? Well, I could tell by the way he moved that he had back problems, so he had my sympathy. But I'm like, how do you not care?
Did he have a note from his doctor said he needed a bacchiotomy?
It's a very good point. I'm like, how do you not care about the person's personal space behind you?
Then
I got mad at the airline. I go, how is it in 2024 where everybody's fighting at the drop of the hat? That's all you see on all the social media.
This is where I think you're wrong, though, because I just took a flight to Minneapolis, and the airline that I was on told you up front, these are limited recline seats. They did not recline. And believe me, after I'd sat in that airport in Minneapolis for, 6 hours past my 10 p.m. flight and was flying in the middle of the night, I really wanted some reclinage there, and I did not get any of it.
See, and I got to tell you, I think it's better for everybody involved. I think it stops a lot of bad feelings, a lot of argument. You feel like your personal space is not as important as the other person's personal space. Why do you get an extra 6 inches and I don't get an extra 6 inches? And I think it causes a problem.
Well, that's why I feel like you were within your right to say something. Whether it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know, I think you're within your right. But the reason I feel that way is because, like, at this, reclining your seat is known as one of the more disrespectful things that you can do on a plane. Like, I think you have more reason to be upset than, like, Nathan would from you saying, hey, you know, do you mind moving your seat up? I don't have a lot of room.
So you're saying he's being disrespectful to me.
That's right. Yeah. Nathan German just said Nathan Zagura, the most disrespectful flyer in the Cleveland Browns organization.
Is he on this Friday?
Did he stand up before the did he try to move into the aisle when the plane landed?
No.
Like, I'm not saying he did all that stuff.
Actually, I don't know if the rules apply on those flights.
So the rules don't apply on those flights, then I guess you have no argument then, Ken.
I will say it was cool just when the second the players got on, we were gone. It was just like, whoop, we're going. That's it. It was great. Both times. As soon as they're on, you're going. There's no waiting around.
Somebody who can sleep on a plane, Ken?
I had to the other night.
Yeah.
I was dying. The other night before, or the day on the way there.
I think it's hard to sleep in the aisle seat, though.
I'll finish it up with this. On the way there, it was any sense of turbulence, I thought I was just going to die. So it was like, I was very nervous about it. I did fall asleep, but I got jarred awake by the turbulence, and I thought we were in a terrible scenario. That did scare me. Other than that, it was a delightful
time. Like Denzel in Flight?
Yes.
Snakes on a plane, Samuel Jackson comes out.
I was about to say, someone get this guy some vodka and cocaine real quick. We got to save this thing. Are Guardians fans waiting for the other shoe to drop? Because I can't believe the responses that I got. And I think it's a vocal minority. I hope it's a vocal minority. I don't necessarily know if I think it anymore. This is the biggest series of the year coming up against Kansas City. Now, I can't keep saying that. Because it's going to continue to lose its luster as time goes on. But as of right now, it's the biggest series of the year starting today against Kansas City. I mean, this is as big as it gets.
Now, so you've got a lot of people in your mentions who are sort of expressing that it sounds like they're kind of waiting for the issue to drop.
They're just waiting for,
my feeling is maybe they're, I don't know if it's waiting for the shoe to drop, but my feeling was just kind of that it's like a walking on eggshells. Like fans are still, like this weekend, obviously you were in Seattle, but I got the sense, I was here Friday night, I was here Saturday night, pregame show for the game, and then I was here yesterday. The sense that I got was that, like, people were still trying to come out to the games, enjoy themselves, still be positive about this team the best they could, but that they kind of knew there was this, like, you know, elephant in the room of, well, they don't beat Texas. We have to have a serious conversation to get ready for this Royals series. So,
yeah, but if they still find a way to stay three games ahead in the division, then am I to make the, because I think they've already overachieved.
Yeah, 100%.
Being a team that's over 70 wins now, still one of the better records in the American League. I know it hasn't been a great week. And yeah, I get it that they've been a 500 team since the All-Star break. But a lot of teams have been a 500 team or sub-500 team since the All-Star break. It seems that everybody's in a swoon. So in a season where I don't believe that anybody's going to win 100 games this year, why do I need to be so dour about things? Like by now, we kind of know what they are. Their starting pitching is not that great. Their bullpen can, every now and then it's been scattershot, but I think it's been better than what we thought. Emmanuel Clase is a Cy Young guy.
You worry about it burning out by the end of the season.
But a lot of these things were worries before the season started. We worried about all these guys burning up before the start of the season here. And here we are getting towards the end of the season. And yeah, it does feel like they're holding on instead of announcing their presence with authority. But damn it, I don't think that they're dead just because they didn't do very well in New York against the Yankees. Well, what are they going to see in the postseason? I haven't gotten to the postseason yet. So I need to see what they do before they get to the postseason. I got to win games for them to make it to the postseason.
Well, I think another thing that matters too, we are obviously very hyper-focused on the fact that they've been like a 500 baseball team since the All-Star break. But I think we're also forgetting the fact that like this has also been about the Twins and the Royals playing really good baseball the second half. I mean, both the Twins and the Royals have better records than any team in the American League West right now. Like the leader in the American League West is the Astros, and both those teams have a better record than them. So you have like six teams right now with more than like 70 plus wins.
Yes.
And three of them are in your division. So it's about that too. It's not just on the Guardians playing bad baseball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.